This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of our country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your responsibility to stop the totalitarians one person at a time. You are the community that we're talking about. How many people know you and how many people do you know? Think about that. That's a huge community by which you could, you could become a flamethrower of the truth. And that's what we're looking for, people to stand up and step up against the totalitarians, recognize them when you see them, and call them out. And, you know, oftentimes, in fact, almost always, that starts at the local level. It's the local stuff. It's the local minutia that goes on in this country that holds us together as a constitutional republic. It truly is. And that's why we encourage people to become active at the local level. Become a member of your city council. Become a member of your county supervisors. Get on some of those committees and boards and be an activist for the Constitution. And don't think that, well, once you get on one of those positions that, the citizens are your servants. You are the citizens' servants. Always remember that. That's the way our Constitution's made. And, you know, we get ourselves into trouble, like we're seeing right now with President Barack Hussein Obama, who looks upon you and I as his servant. We are his servants. Something to think about now, isn't it? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And we're going to be paying particular attention to a bunch of things going on here locally in the Northern California area on this particular session of Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, the big deal. I'm going to read from some of the screens. I like to do this on Fridays and Sundays. From Fox News, I've got three accesses here, three sources. I've got Fox News, I've got Drudge, and I've got Breitbart. Well, I think I've got Breitbart. I'm working on Breitbart. The screen goes dead. Now you have to put your passcode in. Okay, here we got Breitbart. We got the screens coming up. We're gonna be bringing you just a quick rundown of all the things that are happening out there. Then we're going to talk about the national anthem. And here it is, a wonderful Sunday, and I'm sure that we've had everybody taking the knees. It's just kind of like normal to disrespect the national anthem and let this kind of cancer grow, right? Black Lives Matter, the murderous thugs, the Hillary Clinton shock troops, the Barack Hussein Obama jihadists out there, cultural jihadists waging war on America. Yeah, that group. We're gonna have a little conversation about that. Anyway, a lot of things going on, and if I can get my websites here to work, some of the things that are going on. First of all, let's start with the big exciting news that's out there that everybody wants to be excited about, and that is this debate that's going on tomorrow night between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump. Big, big news going on there. Jennifer Flowers will not be in attendance, or at least will not be invited by Donald Trump. I mean, this is just like a soap opera, right? So Jennifer Flowers, she was being touted as being put up there by Donald Trump in the front row to intimidate Hillary Clinton. Now, this is not to be believed that Donald Trump just decided to do this. That's not the way that Donald works. You guys should know by now. Training should, you know, he's conditioned you all to understand that if you hit him, he's going to hit you back. So he got hit. And it was the Clinton side that said they're bringing in Mark Cuban, another billionaire out there, who's going to be sitting in the front row to try and somehow intimidate Donald Trump, which is just, you know, if you watch Mark Cuban on the Shark Tank, and he's really got a lot of very immature idiosyncrasies about himself. He's a rich guy, done well. And by the way, he's brilliant in the business. And on Shark Tank, I think he's brilliant. I'm not a big fan of him as one of the players, but I like some of the stuff he did. I really respect him. I'm just putting that out there. I think this little game, you know, it's just all the hype and hoopla going on. It's like pregame, you know, get the pregame site going on. Same sort of thing. So Jennifer Flowers, we're finding out. And the Willie girl, she's not going to be there. She wants to go, I guess. I don't know. She's got to find herself a seat. But it would be kind of interesting to see how that would play out. So the Donald, once he finds out that the camp has done this, the Hillary camp has invited Mark Cuban, he tweets that, well, we can have Jennifer Flowers sit up there in the front row. And everybody went nuts. Whoop, there you go. And, of course, the Donald's got the psychic. Instantly, I was driving into the studio this morning, and I was listening to one of the CNN people raging on Trump for even suggesting that. And who was it? One of the other side said, well, it wasn't Trump who started it. and the guy was kind of like, you know, how do you rage on Donald Trump for responding for an attack on him? And of course, then the guy says, well, this is the point, is that Donald is so thin-skinned, Hillary's going to be easily getting under his – I don't think that's going to happen. Wikiman, is that going to happen? It's not going to happen. All right. So anyway, we're past that. So Willie will not be there, and Jennifer Flowers apparently won't be there. At least they won't be there as invites of Donald Trump. So we've got that one all solved. It's all good in the hood. Hillary Rodham Clinton has to stand for at least 90 minutes tomorrow, which is problematic. Can she make it? Will they prop her up with her stick on her rear? That's a bad visual. I apologize for that, ladies. No, that was a really bad visual. But anyway, she is going to be propped up of sorts, because the podium, as I understand it, they raised the podium. And I haven't seen it, so I don't know how this is all going to work. But normally what happens to a short person who's in a debate with a taller person, they put like a big chunk of wood underneath them and they stand up on the step. They have this little step. But this time they didn't do that. Apparently they have clearly modified the podium. So I don't know what that – do they have an elevator, takes her all the way to the top, or what? She obviously needs some – will she have the helping hands of a doctor at her side at all times during the debate? By the way, coughing is permitted. You can cough. She can cough all she wants to. She just won't be allowed to go take a break. As a result of it, they won't be breaking. You know, so obviously some things are working out not in her – best interest. Anyway, some more news and information. We're going to come back here. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Washington State and where we're at with that. And then we're going to get into some other really, really good stuff. Like, what about this national anthem that's going on? And the whole Black Lives Matter racist bigoted debate that's being carried on by the NFL, which I think it's the NFL's responsibility. I think it's the NFL leadership, Roger Goodell, who has, I understand, Islamic links. At least that's the word on the street, that he's got links to CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, he's the NFL, you know, brouhaha. He's the king of the NFL. And everything, it's kind of interesting that he's been allowed to be in power for so long with the NFL and some of the blunders that he's made. But one of the things I find it very interesting is his attacks on, well, his attacks, it seems like, on the Patriots, the Boston Patriots. What about that? I mean, isn't that kind of odd? Anyway, if you have any comments on that, we can take your calls, 530-742-5555 here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And become engaged. Also, click on the icons for the Liberty Tour, where Liberty Tour 5 is coming up, and it's going to be at the end of October. And we got a lot of interest in that. It's going to be a two-day event, 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings here in Yuba City, Marysville area. And again, once again, Paul at Agenda 21 Radio.news or Paul at A21R.com. You know, it's like A for agenda and 2 and 1 and R for radio. It's really simple. Really, really simple. Trying to get people all. How much money we got there, Wiki? Just that's it. We're breaking. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna food storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And quite frankly, we're kind of perusing all the things going on in, on the internet. And this is one of the times that we like to do this. And we like to go through Drudge, and we like to go through Breitbart, and Fox News occasionally. And this just popped up. And I'm going to read some of the subtext of some of the things here. Let's see, Washington Mall shooter and immigrant from Turkey. We got that one all taken care of. Killed five, terrorism not ruled out. And this, of course, we've covered that one. This is another one that revealed the friendship of W. Bush and Michelle Obama. They have a friendship. Did you know that? And she has a friendship with Colin Kaepernick, by the way. Now, I just thought I'd throw that one out there because he's been love bombing her, and of course that's been the answer now. But you know, when I also go to Drudge, and again, you know, kind of being a little bit lighter today than normally, when I go to Drudge, I find a big thing popping up on the screen. I think we're having some internet problems, connectivity here. Wikiman, do you know anything about that? Okay. Anyway, it says here, I'm not. I'm in the studio. Anyway, war drums over Syria. A big red banner on Drudge. So, you know, you can't, it's just, it's kind of world, all this stuff that's just happening. The craziness that's going on. Now, let's get a little bit of backdrop. In fact, what we might want to try and do, Wiki, is get Scott Bennett on the phone. I'll give you his phone number. We can maybe get him on the phone. At the break, we'll come down at the break and get it. Scott Bennett, of course, has been is a former Army psychological operations person. He's very deeply involved in what's going on in Syria right now, and has been. He worked for the federal government and was a spy. He's a spy. Let's face it. And he was thrown in jail for 2 years by Eric Holder because Eric Holder was talking about. This is the whole thing about the run up to the terrorist financing program that he was aware of, and now he's out written a book and so on. But he's become quite a sensation on RT, Russian TV. Now, I'm bringing this up because the war drums over Syria, there have been several actions that have been taking place over the last several days, and we've reported on them about Syria, and this is a big issue, a big, big issue. We saw this one coming. Syria is a flashpoint. It's one of several flashpoints that myself and Red Smith and others have been talking about over the course of the last several months. But some of the other places where there are flashpoints in which there could be a war, and this is an actual shooting war that is starting to develop even more so. The conflict, it's all ISIS-based. Because remember, it was ISIS that was formed as a result of what was going on in Syria with this administration. The void that was left, the void that was left when we stepped out of Iraq and so on, all that stuff has been a result of the policies of this administration. So now you've got Assad, you've got Putin, and you've got airplanes competing to try and so-called destroy ISIS. And now it's called war drums over Syria. So obviously there's been a big progression and step function increase in what's been going on there. We've got Britain, who's now actively coming out and accusing Putin of a war crime. And this happens to deal with a food convoy that was going into Aleppo and was apparently taken out. We don't know who took it out. And a lot of people have been killed as a result of that. And several bombings that have gone on. There was a bombing attack by the United States, which we apologized for. This was last week, and we brought this out a couple of speaking engagements ago. We brought this out to highlight the fact that we have been bombing the wrong side. we have been in support of ISIS, and there was a mission in which there was a base that was being attacked by ISIS forces, and we came in with two F-16s and two A-10s and literally decimated the target for ISIS, which killed about 70 or 80 Syrian soldiers and some Russians. That was just last week. We did that, and ISIS overran the position. Now, what are our F-16s and A-10 Warthogs doing supporting ISIS positions? You got to wonder, and so does Putin, and so does everybody else. But now, all of a sudden, we're getting this flyer that's coming here: war drums over Syria, and what that means. We're going to try and get it at the end, the bottom of the hour. We're going to try to get a hold of Scott Bennett and maybe get some comments on it. That the article that it pops up is: U.S. and Europe ramp up pressure on Russia over a Syria conflict, and it looks like if we don't watch our P's and Q's, and with this reckless president that we have here, they're trying to drive us into war. And that's just a fact. They're looking for a number of different places to get us engaged in a war. One would be in the Ukraine. That's one place. The South China Sea is another place. In Syria is clearly another place. And even here in the United States is another place. What are they trying to do to create and stir up trouble here? You see, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is all part and parcel of the one world agenda, folks that are trying to stir up trouble and keep things in a position where they're going to try and manipulate what's going to happen to this election cycle. They do not want Donald Trump. Let's be very, very clear. Donald Trump stands in complete opposition to these globalists, and they know it. And it's becoming more and more evident, especially with Hillary Clinton. She is a globalist. Paul Ryan is a globalist. There's articles out about Paul Ryan. We don't have enough time to cover it today, but people are just realizing he's a globalist. Hello. Of course he is. And, you know, when you start getting into the globalist thing and you start peeling back all those layers of the onion, you start realizing how connected these people are and where they're at and what they're doing. Human trafficking. You know, we've talked about that on this radio show many, many times. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery. These people are engaged in that, and they're engaged in your communities right now. You don't even realize it. The cartels with all their massive amounts of money for drugs and so on, all this is being funneled through the One World Order folks. And by the way, where are the banks that are handling this? Well, let's try HSBC, Hong Kong Singapore Bank. Hello? Here's the problem. Who used to be a director with HSBC? Oh, Jim Comey. Hello? The largest bank in the world that traffics cartel money, HSBC, our current FBI director, sat on the board of directors there and directed terror financing. Bet you didn't know that one now, did you? It's just the corruption just never ends. And here you have, as we were talking about before, all these things with the FBI. Jim Comey is mentioned time and time and time again as being the support mechanism for Hillary Clinton all throughout the years. It's all linked together. Their person is Hillary Clinton, and it's up to us in America to make the statement. Now, whether or not it's going to be a fair election, that's another issue now, isn't it? I mean, that really truly is. But this is the connectedness that's going on. Do they want war? I think they do. I think they're trying to get a war going on because, you know, they've got to have a way out to try and control you and I. And right now, we're putting up pretty good resistance, and I mean that. The fact that we're getting the news and information to you, they cannot stop us. And again, it's going to come down to one person at a time. Being used to tell the truth to one person, to one person, to one person, till many, millions have that notion in their head that they're going to stick with the Constitution, they're going to be lawful, and they're going to demand more of our leaders. And if the leaders aren't performing, we're going to get them out. Now, we have a problem. We have a constitutional crisis that's building right now. They're trying to take it to a constitutional crisis format. They're trying to create dissension, disruption in our country. It's not working. Have you seen the massive riots out there in our country? No. We have isolated riots that are being prompted, bought and paid for by surrogates of the One World Order folks, such as George Soros. Hello? These people don't like America. Again, I'm not going to go down to the whole history of George Soros, but he grew up as a Nazi. That's how he got all of his money from, well, Jewish people that he was turning in and taking their property. That was George Soros. Anyway, we've got a lot going on here. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Did you know that when Benjamin Franklin was leaving the Constitutional Convention, he was asked, "Sir, what have you given us?" His answer was, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." However, most Americans today believe our nation's governmental system is a democracy, which is very different than a republic. Why is this important to understand? Because your freedom, your children's freedom, and your grandchildren's freedom depends on it. You may be surprised that the word democracy does not even appear in the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, or state constitutions. Our founding fathers worked hard to build a republic, not a democracy. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government." The word democracy is a Greek word, which means the rule of the people or majority rule. The word republic is a Latin word, which means the public thing or the law, which means the government is limited by law and not run by a majority. Consider this scenario in a democracy. 50 men find one man who they believe has broken the law. A vote is taken by majority rule of 50-1 that the bad man has to be punished for his crime. The bad man is punished and democracy rules. Now consider the same scenario in a republic. 50 men find one man who they believe has broken the law. A vote is taken by majority rule of 50-1 that the bad man has to be punished for his crime. Before the bad man can be punished, the police officer says, "You cannot punish him. He has the right to a fair trial." Now the jury, created by his peers, listens to both sides of the story, including the evidence and the defense, to make the decision if punishment should take place. The jury does not rule by majority. The jury's decision must be unanimous, quote-unquote, or the bad man goes free. What kind of governmental system do you want in place in the event you are ever wrongly accused of a bad thing? The Sutter Buttes Tea Party patriots are ordinary citizens who are reclaiming America's founding principles, such as a republic. Our mission is to safeguard the American dream as political, nonpartisan citizen lobbyists. We support positions, policies, and laws that promote limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. We compel our local, state, and federal officials to do business of the people, for the people, and by the people without fail. We provide educational opportunities on the principles and issues facing our country with a focus on voter education and participation. Therefore, we promote limited government and free markets, fiscal responsibility, and the reduction of our nation's debt, adherence to the Constitution and the principles of our founders. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party patriots meet on the first and third Monday of the month from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Just exit Highway 99 on Eager Road, and there it is. We meet in Building 200, which is the first building on the left. Everyone is welcome, and there is no charge. You can expect to have a great time by meeting some real good folks and learning more about the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots mission. If you have any questions before you attend a meeting, you can call Larry Verga at 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Or you can visit SutterButtesTeaParty.ning.com or find us on Facebook. I sure hope to see you there.
Well, okay. I sure hope to see you there too, Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. That's quite the presentation by Cindy. And we're going to be hearing more from her anyway. So a lot of things going on. And by the way, we have a lot of stuff happening at the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. And you can visit their website as she was talking about. So, okay, a lot of other things happening in the real world out there, too, as things are starting to happen and heat up all over the place. One of the things that I want to bring us back to, though, because we're talking about a constitution and the constitutionality, is what is really going on with this this whole thing with Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem business, because it's spreading now like a virus, like a bad virus. And everybody who has a protest against the United States now is being seen at a national anthem ceremony to be taking a knee and being defiant and disrespectful and all that good stuff. And you can do that, I guess, if you want. My whole position is it's a really one is with the NFL. And it started with the NFL. It started with, I think, misguided, misdirected information from the NFL. Shouldn't say it's misguided. It's very much guided. The what's going on here in terms of the so-called protest, because this is cultural jihad. And I've said this before, Colin Kaepernick and his relationship with the Obamas and everything, and how this has all been groomed. He has been groomed, and we've covered this, but it is happening now in a larger scale. It's exactly what I said it would do. So I think that it's time for pushback. And I really think that what we need to do is say, niet, no, no more of this, with the situation going on in this whole national anthem. In other words, we don't need to tolerate it as customers of the NFL. We are customers. We buy their products. We consume their products. We watch their products. And we can say enough. We can say no. And the simple thing to do is turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. Don't listen to anything. Don't watch anything NFL for one day. And I'm calling for a boycott of the NFL on October 9th, 2016, from as soon as it hits midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. We can go Greenwich Mean Time, midnight to midnight, and don't watch anything. Don't listen to anything NFL. Now, it's interesting because I've been throwing this around, and I know I'm going to go to Facebook and I'm going to go to Twitter because people are Twittering and Facebooking me going, we stopped watching the NFL completely. I said, wow, that's a boycott. But after I started reading a few of them, I was thinking, well, you know, of course, this must go back years. They stopped doing it, blah, blah. These are people that are doing it recently, and they're doing it consistently now. They just said enough of the NFL, and they've, you know, turned it off altogether since the Colin Kaepernick boycott. And I said to myself, well, then this is a whole different ball game. People, I think, have had enough of this stuff in general in our country over the last 8 years. We're not going to be turned into an Islamic country, Colin. And President Obama, we're not going to be turned into an Islamic state like you would make the United States the 58th Islamic state. Is that what you would do? We're not going to allow that to happen. In fact, it's all backfiring on you right now. The people in the United States see it. We reject it. We reject it out of hand wholeheartedly, and it's not going to happen. But, you know, that's okay. Now, people that pander to these Islamic states, such as Peter Goodell of the NFL, who's a good friend of CARE and of the Muslim Brotherhood, has allowed, I think, the slow creep of Sharia, the slow creep of Islamic jihad in through the NFL. And I've seen it. I've mentioned it many times on the radio over the last several years. It's something that is, I think unfortunate that we've allowed this to happen. But when money speaks, I guess Goodell jumps. And again, it's him who's the person in charge of the NFL who can put policies out and say no more of this by our players. He can do that. And they don't have a right. They don't have a right as part of the show, as part of the routine to protest at that point in time. They don't have a right. People think that they do, but no, they're under contract. And if it's seen as violating their contract to be and again, it's misguided, misdirected, and that's a sad thing. You had a really wonderful person in the Colin Kaepernick who is a strong Christian who has now, well, apparently turned in the wrong direction and is seen as a shill for the president and seen as a shill for Black Lives Matter, who promotes murdering the police. That's how off the rail this is. That's why I say I think it's justified that we have a boycott of the NFL on October 9th, 2016, a 24-hour boycott. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Feel free. You've got a few minutes. You can call in if you want to. Area code 530-742-5555 is the telephone number. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting. We just got another flash bit of news and more information about this Turkish shooter up there in Washington. And naturally, you know, we've been concerned because they said that this young man was of Hispanic origin or Mexican, as they said on the radio last night. And naturally, that was offensive, I think, to some Mexicans, since clearly he looked Middle Eastern to me. And as I look at the wiki man, he's shaking his head. He looked Middle Eastern to him. Anyway, but, you know, we get this news and information, and we want to get it out to you so that you're clear. And we're doing some research on this. We've got Red Smith and other people that are starting to dig into this story as well as some other stories out there for us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to bring you – these are all connected. That's my point, all these little shooting things. And I'm kind of going off script here. We got some other things we're going to get to, but I want to, this cropped up here. We got the Syrian story breaking right now. That's going to be a breaking thing. We'll have more on that tomorrow. But this young man, I want to get this out here so we get this all recorded and everybody has a mindset, because this is going forward. He's part of the jihadist, you know, jihadi attack on the United States. But this is how they come in with the story. This is from Breitbart. It says, police have identified the alleged shooter in the Burlington Mall attack. Arcane Seton 20 of Oak Harbor, Washington. Multiple reports indicate that Seton was an immigrant from Turkey, not a citizen. Not a citizen, but a legal permanent resident of the United States. Okay, so there you have it. He's not a citizen. Seton allegedly killed four women and one man in the Cascade Mall on Friday evening, local NBC News affiliate King 5 reports. Now, listen to this. Now, this is on record now from Breitbart. It says, from King News, by the way, King 5 News, reports that he used three guns in the attack, all of which had been legally purchased by Seton's father and which Seton himself stole from his father. They're stolen guns, guys. They're stolen guns by a criminal, not by a lawful owner of the gun. Let's not, of course, attack the lawful owner of guns now because somebody stole guns and committed a crime, which, of course, the left is going to try and do. I don't want to lose it like that, but, you know, sometimes a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do to make the point. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, the rude awakening. Anyway, so more information is that there's a, apparently, and we got to get more information on this, he has some sort of mysterious email that he has written to Hillary Clinton. Interesting. Police arrested Seaton on Saturday evening as he walked down the street in Oak Harbor, and he was reportedly unarmed and at the time of his arrest. Law enforcement sources speculated that he may have acted from personal motives, given that his ex-girlfriend had once worked at the Macy's store where the shooting took place. The investigation is still ongoing. However, they have not ruled out terrorism. It's interesting. The Seattle Times reported that despite initial descriptions of the Hispanic suspect, Seaton is of Turkish origin. Okay, now they've gone on record. He's Turk. It's nice that we got that one all cleared up. Some other interesting things. He's had some past criminal behavior. Oh, really? Involved in 2015 in a fourth-degree assault case, a misdemeanor in Island County. He was ordered to undergo mental evaluation. He's also had some issues with, are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. Marijuana. Apparently doesn't like to leave that one out. It says there was also questions in a court case about cannabis use. But last April, a judge has questions. But last April, a judge has questions about how that related to his mental health evaluation, saying it was not a mental health issue. Smoking marijuana is not a mental health issue. Are you kidding me? That's what this judge was saying for this young man. And of course, you know, if you know anything about young kids and mental health issues relative to marijuana, you do realize that. The absurdity of what that guy said. It says his social media profile leaves few clues as to his motivation. A Facebook page widely identified as belonging to him reveals no particular political motivations or sentiments. In one image, he is seen posing next to a Buddha statue. A Buddha statue. So there you have it. We've got Mexican, Turk, and Buddhist. Wouldn't you say that's a pretty good combination for a terror attack right there? Wikiman, I'd say it's something like that. Okay, listen, Trump and Pence supporters. There is going to be a meeting of the minds tomorrow night. Actually, this is Trump supporters are having a debate watching party Monday, September 26th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Stabler Bel Air Roundtable Pizza. The room holds approximately 40 people with two large TV screens. What do you think, Wiki? Are they going to get more than 40 people there? I think so. They might have to come to your house. That says the debate starts around 6 and will last until 7:30 p.m. This is the thing that Chris Street told us. Both candidates must stand for the first two debates. I hate it when that happens. I hate standing for an hour. I mean, used to stand for 3 hours at a pop as a teacher, but, you know. Anyway, the other thing, too, Eagle Forum of California proudly presents 16th Annual Constitutional Conference. This is in Sacramento. And make sure you get in contact with them for questions. Call Chair Karen Killinger in Sacramento at 916-712-8889 is the telephone number. And that's coming up here October 1st. I will be down there. Agenda 21 Radio will be represented down there. You can also see Patrick Wood. He'll be there. Sharon Hughes, which follows us here on Agenda 21 Radio at 3 o'clock. And other people will be also in attendance. So I suggest you go there. It's going to be a great, great, great conference. And this is sponsored by the Eagle Forum. And you can get involved in that. Of course, the premier thing going on is the Liberty Tour 5. Which will be the 28th and the 29th of October. And you definitely want to get in line for that one. Go to our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and click on Liberty Tour, and you can get all the information. A lot of free tickets, so check it out. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. And, you know, looking over some of the mugshots of those people that were released actually arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's interesting. I'd love to see what how much money they're getting paid by George Soros to be over there protesting and creating all this havoc. Okay, so $17 an hour, all of you that want to line up and become protesters and be gassed with tear gas and shot with those bullets, those pepper bullets. It's kind of interesting. I was watching some of those guys being shot with those pepper bullets. It doesn't look like they liked it very much, especially guys that would, for whatever reason, I don't know why they do this. They all of a sudden, they feel tough and strong, and they take off their shirt. And then they just get peppered. I mean, do you know that the eyes on those police officers, when they see that, they just get big? Anyway, just thought I'd throw that one out to you. We've got to have some fun with all this stuff. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Stay with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, like I said, because we'll have all the news and information. Syria is starting to go crazy and other things are happening. But we will be talking about the debate, post-debate, on Red State Talk Radio tomorrow night as the debate goes through. And that's going to be probably, 11 o'clock Eastern time, so 8 o'clock our time. And it's Red State Talk Radio. You can get the TuneIn app and so on Agenda 21 Radio. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, we have to stay strong and firm about who we are as Americans. We do not need to waver in the face of, well, people who want to destroy this country. We're going to stay strong because we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.